Blog Talk Radio. Amen. And we're back live on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. And we're actually live in studio today. As you were listening, we were playing one of the ICC Cricket theme songs with our buddy Rupi and his friends. And we're doing that for a particular reason. Today we have in studio with us calling, and we're doing this as a follow-up. Now, I had told everybody about the Barbados Pioneer Cavalier Cricket Club, and they were here on their Canadian and U.S. tour. And they do this, I think, every 2 years. And we had a wonderful time with them in Toronto. I didn't get to spend as much time as I usually do with them, but it's always a pleasure and certainly a joy. And the one person who always seems to give me all the connections, he's their PR guy, he's their go-to guy, he does a whole bunch of stuff. And we've had him interviewed on our show before, but now we actually have nabbed him for a one-on-one. He's here in studio, so everybody, we want to welcome Mr. Winston Haynes of Barbados Pioneer Cavaliers Cricket Club. Let's give him a round of applause.
Thank you,
Amen. You're very welcome. So I understand that the team right now, they're in Boston.
That's correct. They're in Boston. They are on final day. They leave tomorrow morning from Boston via Miami en route to Barbados.
Okay. Now, we know that they set up several weeks ago, and you guys do this very often. Now, I know normally you come to Toronto, and you're hosted by the Malvern Cricket Club. Now, this happens every 2 years, from what I could tell. Do you have an idea of when the tour itself started?
Yeah, the tour itself started on August 18th. We left Barbados on August 18th. Toronto, and we played six games in Toronto and one game in Montreal. We arrived on the 18th. We went to Montreal that first weekend, the 22nd, Friday 22nd, for a 3-day stint. We played one game, which we won, and then we came back to Toronto and played another 5 games in the remaining time.
Wow. And then they left Toronto and headed to Boston.
Right. We left Toronto then on the 2nd of September, an 11-hour bus trip to Boston. We were supposed to play one game in Boston, but the game didn't materialize because of the unavailability of a ground at the time. Apparently, a lot of the grounds in Boston right now are under repairs and remolding. So the game didn't come off, but we were entertained in Boston as well. We did a few functions. We did a few barbecues. You know, it was sort of the relaxing part of the tour then for us because it was very hectic in Toronto in that time playing seven matches.
The Toronto Cricket Clubs, they don't play. They take their cricket pretty serious, don't they?
Yes, they're very passionate about the game. Our host in particular, Malvern Sports and Cultural Club. I know we beat them on their own soil last tour, and they were bent for revenge this tour.
Yes.
And I think they planned the schedule in such a way that by the time we got to them, we were a tired lot because we played, we went to a barbecue Thursday. We had our Bajan night where we entertained all the hosts and all the teams with some of our Bajan delicacies and Bajan cooking on the Friday night. We played a game on Saturday, went to a dance on Saturday night, and then we played Malvern on Sunday, and we were a one tired bunch. So it showed in the results. They beat us badly this year, but we didn't mind, you know. It was all good. I think there were a lot of the members and supporters were disappointed that they were beaten badly on their own soil last tour. So we did our best, but it was in vain at that match. But
that's all you can do.
Yeah, we played 7 matches and we won 5 and we lost 2. So
that's very good.
It was a successful tour indeed.
Very good. And I think, too, there's a camaraderie. Now, how long has the Pioneers Cavaliers been coming back and forth to the Canadian tours? Like, when did they start that aspect of it?
Well,
I think I've been around for, this is like my third, I think, my third tour with you guys.
right, and this is our fourth tour to Canada. We started back in 2007, which was our first tour to
Right.
Toronto and Boston, and we've had tours in we did tours in 9 in 2009, and we did in 11, we did in 13, so this would be our fifth tour to Toronto and Boston. It's very special. A lot of planning goes into it. I must say, this tour in particular, everything went smoothly, no hiccups. We had
Right.
two bus loads going to Montreal, a combination of our Malvern supporters and players and Pioneer supporters and players. So we had two bus loads going to Montreal, which was great. And that's over like over almost 96 people that went on the
Right.
bus, and then there were some supporters that drove too as well. So great organization. Obviously, there are always some people to single out. They all play their part. That's one thing about it. They go out of their way to make sure that we have a superb time, and that's what entices us back to Canada every 2 years. We've talked
Right.
about going to the UK and going a few places, but the memories and the camaraderie that exists between the two organizations is very special indeed. And
Yeah. And I've noticed that bond. You guys are like a reg, you're like family members to all of them, because I, who actually have family who is with your tour, actually end up blending in with not only you guys, but also with Malvern, because of how everybody just mingles together and they just connect, and there's like a support system there.
That's right. And whenever they come down to Barbados, then we obviously reciprocate and make sure that they have a wonderful time. And we always love to spring a few surprises on them when they come to Barbados, because in Barbados we can do a lot more things that they can't do. For example, I think their last tour to Barbados, we held a welcome party actually on the airport lot when you came out, which is something that would be,
Wow.
yeah, and it blew their mind. I mean, airline stewardess people, passengers were passing, and we
What?
invited them into as
Okay.
well. And we know
You
that's
know
something
when I
that you can't do
look.
in North America.
In 2013, Pastor Jay Rouse came and did a full entire book tour and a ministry tour and a show tour. So I'm gonna have to let you guys know when I'm coming, because that would be amazing to show up at the airport and actually have other people than my aunt waving at me.
Sure, we would gladly love to host
Oh,
you whenever you
wow.
and your team come down. You know, that's what we do.
Yes.
The Pioneers Cricket Club, it comprised of members of different clubs across Barbados. So you won't find two members from one club, two members from different clubs. But we get together on weekends, on holidays, and on days, and we play cricket. We also participate in other activities. We entertain a lot of touring teams and such. That come into
Right.
the island, and as I said, we've been around since 1978. So that tells you
Wow.
how strong this
How
club has
young you
stood
are.
over the test of right. We've stood the test of time. We've seen a lot of clubs come and go, and we are still together.
Okay, that's awesome. Now, I've got to sneak in a couple other names. I'm going to drop some names because I
Okay.
know the Pioneers have had a very good season, but a lot of the Pioneer members are connected to another cricket club in Barbados called Maxwell. And I know you guys had an amazing year.
That's correct. The main group of players in Pioneers come from Maxwell Cricket Club and Benfica Cricket Club, as a matter of fact. So between those two clubs, the bulk of the players will come in. And again, luckily enough, for example, these two clubs met in the final game of the regular cricket season just before
Right.
we departed on our tour. It was amazing to see how that fixture got arranged in such a way that the last game for both teams were clash against each other. And so that was a great game too, obviously made us strong. I think over 12 of the players came out of those two teams. So that just
Right.
gives you an indication of where the bulk of the teams have come, bulk of the members have come
Right.
from. But Maxwell is also It's a very strong club. Pioneer use their facilities most of the time when they're entertaining. It's a very picturesque ground, a very breezy ground. It's one of the places in Barbados when it's very hot, you need to go to and just sit and relax and enjoy the breeze, because it's sort of up on a hill overlooking the south coast.
Oh, yeah. I know the place well. It's a lovely, lovely place. Yeah, definitely. And it's funny because I'm thinking of how everybody's all commingled, because I know that Lyme Cricket Club, well, you know, they're five-time G4S cricket champions in Barbados. But I also know that some of them are connected to you guys. And ironically enough, we've got a couple Malvern people from Lyme. So
if you would have followed the Masters competition last year, where both Lyme and Maxwell were at the quarterfinal stage.
Yes, I have to bring that up.
The clash is, as a matter of fact, it would have taken us then to a finals clash with Lyme had we won. In fact, we went to the semifinal, right? Had we won our semifinal game, we would have gone to a clash in the finals with Lyme. So that's how competitive the groups are. But we had a great time. They won their game early. They came and supported us. And we went to the finals and we supported them as well. So, again, when we talk about Lyme and Maxwell, Benfica, there's a very strong bond between the three organizations. Because that's where, again, most of the players come from. Actually, the captain of Lyme is also a member of the Maxwell team.
Mr. Anthony
Lyme
Morris.
Masters,
yeah.
Right. When Lyme Masters are not on tour, he tours with Pioneer Cavaliers. Unfortunately,
and I know when you guys come down here sometimes, because I know that they had started doing a tour, and they first tour here 2 years ago, because as you know, Rouse Ministry Broadcasting Communications and the Pastor J. Rouse Show, we actually hosted Lyme. So it was kind of nice because I had my two favorite teams in the same place. So heaven. So.
The exciting thing about the 2013 tour was that I think it was Lyme Cavaliers' first tour to Toronto, and they were completely blown away by the camaraderie and the relationship that exists between the Marvel Sports and Cultural Club and Pioneer Cavaliers.
Yes.
And they fed off of it, and those big guys were, wow, we never knew that tours were this nice, this well-organized, everything.
We won't go there now. Come on now, because you got to admit, Pastor Jay did her job, and my Lyme team were well taken care of. And if I do recall, I'm going to put your business out there. I know some people on your team who are like, well, no, you're not fussing over us.
Well, you would have realized some of our guys went to your functions when they were available. I remember going to one or two. So it was a great interaction between the three organizations. I know next 2 years, as long as Lyme is not touring, you will see an influx of them, or you might as well see both Lyme and Pioneers coming up together at the time, and we can all look to play a triangular tournament between the three or something, we'll see how that goes in the future.
Definitely.
I want in particular though to mention a few people. From the Pioneer side, they all did a part, they played great, but I couldn't go without mentioning Nigel Griffith. He was the one behind everything, the fixtures, the dates, the hotel accommodation. There was a hiccup with the regular place and that it was sold, but he went out, he got another place. We looked at it, he checked it, he made sure it was fine, and got it together. So without Nigel Griffith, Caesar Haynes, when he was actually in Barbados, we left on the 18th of August, and he left Barbados on the 17th. So he was always there making sure, that things from our end and his end, between the two groups, everybody knew what was happening. Also, Neville McCollin, who is also a member of Maxwell, but lives in Canada. He's one also too that I must give special mention to. He was there all the time. But in general, all of the members went out of the park. But in particular, these three members, they made sure that these are the ones behind the scenes that helped to make sure that everything went smoothly. But the whole group, as I said, they all join in they make sure you're so comfortable you don't even realize that you're away from home. That's a great
Amen.
Feeling when you're away. Yeah.
Amen. And I know Lime, they did their touring actually just before you guys, and they went to the UK. And they,
yeah,
I think they came back the day before you left to come to Canada. So
right. Yeah, and I see from I saw from their website they had a very successful tour as well of the UK.
Yes.
So that was great. That was great for them.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show because I have a challenging question for Winston, and we're going to find out because rumor has it that they went to church before they came to Canada. I don't know if they were praying up against us or they were praying for us, but we'll be right back on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. This is Say Yes by Michelle Williams featuring Beyonce and Kelly Rowland. Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. And we're still live in studio with our dear friend Winston Haynes of the Barbados Pioneer Cavaliers Cricket Club. And we're just checking in with them at the end of their 2015 Canadian and U.S. cricket tour. And they're getting ready to head home, I believe, in the next day. But as I said, Brother Winston,
hi.
Rumor had it, and I even saw pictures to prove it. Well, I can't say I could prove it because I only saw y'all standing outside the church. I didn't see anybody in the church. But it looks as though you guys had a church service before you left BIM. Give me some details of why you guys do that.
Well, actually, we've thought for a long time about having a pioneer week as such, where we start off with a church service and then we conduct activities during the week, not only for club members but also to the public as well. We try to give back in many ways to the public as well through some of our fundraising. And we thought that it would be nice to get into the mood by going to church the last Sunday before we left on tour. So one of our members arranged for us to go to church together as a group, and we also gave a contribution to the church as well on that day, you know. And it was a great way actually. We went on the Sunday and we were leaving the Tuesday, so it was a great way to get the group together, you know, and get the
right
feeling of being together for the next 4 weeks. And it was enjoyable.
Uh-huh.
And we thought, yes, it's something that we will be doing in the future, as well as getting that week of activities together
right
every year. So you will see us going to church as a group more regular, not just for occasions like weddings or funerals or other occasions.
Yeah.
As a group.
That seems to be the sad time where people seem to get together and people do the wrong fellowship at the times of the funerals. So, yeah,
right,
it's kind of nice to do it when we're all alive and kicking and doing well. Amen.
That's true. And,
now you did.
Again,
you touched on your charitable donations and your fundraisers. I did notice that you did quite a few this year as well.
Right. Once we are going on a tour, we try to conduct three major fundraisers during that particular year. We do continue to get great support from the public, so we always like in a way to give back to the public, especially or charitable organizations as the need arises or as such. So it's something that we relish. We hold right there to our heart. And
mm-hmm.
As I said, you'll continue to see us at church as a group. It's a great feeling, but not just
right
be there when something sad happens or another occasion happens. And
right,
all the members were happy with it. Well, we did read the lesson on the day as well. And actually, the pastor knew quite a few of our members, one or two that he went to school with that he hadn't seen in years. So, again,
oh, no, I don't know if we should be putting that out there.
So it brought out a great feeling, not just among the members, but among the pastor himself. He was a good friend to see some old familiar faces.
Right,
again,
fellowship,
you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, you know, it was a great bonding. Yeah.
Right. Well, from the pictures I could tell, like I said, they were outside the church, so I still need my proof. But the pastor, if nothing else, I could tell that the pastor looked quite content and very happy. So
it was an hour and a half service, but it was very enjoyable. It was very lively. You know, it was very
right
entertaining. You know, the meet and greet was great. You know, we were able to mingle with the congregation. I actually saw, as I said, a guy who I hadn't seen for over 20 years also. So
mm-hmm.
it definitely was a great feeling and a joyous occasion for the club.
Awesome. Well, I don't want to keep you much longer, but I do thank you so much for your time, for all the effort that you put in. And I got to give a special shout out to my Barbados Pioneer Cavaliers Cricket Club, because they know I love them. And that's not just including my two uncles. I really love you guys. I've gotten other family members that I've adopted. I got to give a shout out to my girl Deborah. I've got to give a special shout out to Adrian and to Ruben, and now Victor, who has become a part of the pack, and my other buddies. You know, we've got David, and we've got we just got a bunch of them. Griff, I've got to say hey to Griff because I'm always giving him a hard time. And so, you know, I just want to say to everybody, including the ladies that come along, they're very supportive. They're really great, and I noticed everybody mingles together like one happy family. And I have to say, you guys are smart looking when you go out.
Thank you. This was, I think, one of the largest groups we've brought on tour, and it consisted of some 12 ladies in the group. So that was great to see that when it's not only the guys going but the ladies. Before I go out, I want to say thank you once again to Marvin Sports and Social Inc. We did also have quite a few members from their organization and from teams across Canada that played for us on the tour. And I want to say thank you to them, in particular David Nichols. He played quite a few games with us, and he did well with the band.
Right.
But there was Errol Barra, Nicholas Eiffel, David Lend, Nigel Griffith, to mention a few. They all had a game with us while on tour, and helped us out on some of those days when we were running short or when injuries occurred.
Right.
So I want to say thank you to all those who played with us, who helped us out, who supported us in any way, and we look forward to entertaining them when they do come down to Barbados. The rivalry is so strong that in the wintertime, a host of Marvin members just come into Barbados to get away from the weather.
We go out of our way
to make sure we entertain them to the fullest. Actually, during the wintertime, we do have about 5 or 6 members from the Maverick Club that actually come down and play with the Benfica and the Maxwell and the line during the 3-4 months that they're in Barbados. So, again, the bond is strong and it keeps getting stronger. Also, like your listenership know that we've posted over 1,000 photos on our Facebook page, Pioneer Cavaliers Cricket Club. So feel free to go to our page, take a view of our photos, see us outside the church. It's a great photo, and some of the activities and some of the events that we participated in.
Amen. Amen. And I didn't get too involved in your tour, but I did leave you guys some goodies for when you got from the airport, because I had to let you know that I still love you guys.
we thank you very much for that. And I also saw you did a great job with some photos for the 2 games, too. We thank you as well for posting for us along the way. We appreciate you very much indeed.
It's my pleasure, and so we're going to continue to lift you up in prayer. We'll continue to follow all you do, and that we grant you traveling mercies with the grace of God. And again, I thank you for just being with us in studio and just always being such a wonderful person, keeping things together, and you are the best cheerleader they could ever get because you make public relations look good.
Thank you very much, Pastor, and you're always welcome.
Okay, we'll be right back on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. So don't forget, keep it locked. We'll be right back.
God's love is greater than any love. He sent us only one son from above.
Hi, this is Mr. J. from the Bahamas, and you're tuned in to the Pastor J. Rouse Show, spreading some of God's love. Keep it locked.
We know who's the Almighty.